The Senate Ethics Committee has issued a severe admonition to Democrat Robert Torricelli of New Jersey for violations of the Senate rule on accepting gifts. The ruling could cloud Torricelli's reelection campaign and, by extension, Democrats' hopes for keeping control of the Senate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Torricelli insisted he never took any gifts from his accuser, former contributor David Chang, and the Ethics Committee didn't exactly say that he had. What it did say is that he should have reimbursed Chang for some electronic gear, he shouldn't have borrowed two statues for his Senate office, he shouldn't have let Chang give earrings to Torricelli's sister, an employee, and another woman at a Christmas party at Torricelli's house, and he should have known better than to associate with Chang. Last night, within an hour after the committee released its letter to him, Torricelli was on the Senate floor.
The Ethics Committee has concluded that in several specific instances, rules of the Senate were violated. As a consequence, the committee has admonished me. I want my colleagues in the Senate to know that I agree with the committee's conclusions, fully accept their findings, and take full personal responsibility.
The committee told him to reimburse Chang with interest. The findings are far less than what Chang alleged. While he was waiting to be sentenced for making illegal contributions to Torricelli's 1996 campaign, he had told federal prosecutors about a fancy watch, tailor-made suits, and other gifts, and he claimed that Torricelli did favors for him. Now, with Torricelli up for re-election, his ethics issue could jeopardize the Democrats' one-seat majority in the Senate. Last night, Majority Leader Tom Daschle quickly declared it time to put this matter behind us. In fact, the Republican Senate nominee in New Jersey, Douglas Forrester, has made Torricelli's ethics his central theme. At a minimum, the committee's admonishment could produce more contributions for Forrester's campaign.
I think it certainly looks better for the Republicans today than it looked yesterday.
Political scientist Ross Baker at New Jersey's Rutgers University says the committee did far more than slap Torricelli's wrist.
Torricelli is very, very effective on the attack, and I think he is less effective when he's having to defend himself, and I think this puts him into a defensive situation, which I think is uncomfortable for him.
But another political scientist, Rutgers Professor Emeritus Gerald Pomper, notes that Torricelli is famous in New Jersey as a politician who plays close to the line. Nevertheless, he's still leading Forrester in the polls. So Pomper says the Ethics Committee finding could look like old news.
If they had said, expulsion or censure or referring it back to the Justice Department, you guys ought to do something about this, I think that would be more dramatic. As it is, I think it's going to be confirmation of what people feel anyway.
And if Forrester wants to capitalize on the ruling, he'll have to overcome the summer doldrums. Right now, a substantial percentage of New Jersey's voters are down at the shore, where the sun is hotter than the Senate race. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.